You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know, it's gone from being a Celtic holiday to a religious holiday to a day of candy and commerce.
Yeah, it really has. The numbers I was looking at was pretty crazy on how much they're spending for Halloween.
Yeah, there's this interesting story out that Jer and I are looking at about the $12 billion that people will spend this year on candy, costumes, and decorations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a lot.
That's a lot of money. That's big for the economy. You know, and I got to say, my household participates. I know yours does. We've got big old Halloween decoration things up outside the house. And Gretch came home the other day with the big giant bags of candy. You know, and it's funny, too, because I used to complain living where I did over there by Cherry Creek Reservoir. I went over 10 years without seeing a single trick-or-treater. I mean, none at my house. Zero in 10 years. And then I've moved to a place where, boom, that doorbell rings a lot.
Yeah, it's fun.
And yeah, and I'm glad because it made me sad. Every year I would buy a big thing of candy and I would leave it by the door just in case this was the year that kids came by. But that's what you get living in a stupid gated neighborhood and back in the far corner.
Yeah, so, nobody's coming in there.
So I have moved to a spot that is trick-or-treat friendly.
Hey, there you go.
And I got to say, it does warm my heart. I think it's cute as hell.
Yeah, really.
And you might think that I run and hide, but no, I actually like to participate. It's fun.
That's good. You comment on them, make them feel good, and you're like, scram, get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you about the one thing you're supposed to be doing today, Dom, for your special someone. Now, this has been popping on TikTok for a couple weeks, so everybody has to do it. And it's mostly directed at guys to give their romantic partner something called a boo basket.
Okay.
Which boo for Halloween and the slang for, hey, girl, you're my boo. You're my one and only boo. So it's a boo basket, and it's essentially like an Easter basket for Halloween. You're supposed to, they say get like a hamper is what you're supposed to do, which I don't know about that, but you're supposed to get like a hamper and fill it with all sorts of things that your lover loves. A ton of candy. You can put mugs in there, candles, little teddy bears.
Hampers are big.
Hampers are big. I guess you got to find a small hamper. Target has some small hampers. But then you're supposed to just kind of explode, have Halloween kind of puke all over this little basket, the boo basket, and give it to your lover for the day to show them how much that you care about them and appreciate them.
And what are some of the things that can go in besides candy
treats?
Well,
they had mugs and candles and probably, you know, like socks. And it's essentially 10 to 15 pieces of worthless clutter that you're going to put in this thing and give it to that special someone. And they did expand, of course, and they're like, well, if you don't have a lover in your life, you can give it to, you know, a kid or a grandparent or a coworker. It's essentially just a great way to spread kindness during Halloween.
What about yourself? Give it to yourself.
Here, this is for you. Hey, thanks.
I'm going to go get myself.
No, this is to spread kindness, Dom, on a day that's, you know, all about murder, death, kill, I guess. So did you do this?
No.
What?
No.
What? I am so shocked by this. I am so surprised.
Why, did you?
No, I didn't do it. I've actually had it tucked back. I've been wanting to talk about this for a couple days, so it's too late now. I'm busy today. I can't get out today and get that done. She wouldn't want it anyway, I don't think.
Is this an idea that was instituted by, like, the Retail Federation of America or something like that? Let's find more ways.
Probably could have started that way, but I think it's just some TikTokers looking for content, and it's exploded. Like, 500, 600 million views on the hashtag boo basket now. So, I mean, people are going to be doing this today, and I got no beef with it. So what? So you're giving somebody a little basket with some stuff in it that they like.
Sure.
So be it. It's cute.
If that's what you want to do, great. Go for it.
Go for it. But I think Nick Nack, if I handed her that, she'd be like, why are you doing this?
Why are you spending money on this?
We've got too much crap around here anyway.
You know, that's another thing that's going to be in our – we got a lot of really good stuff in trending today. They did a study, or a survey at least, on spenders versus savers. We should talk about that. And you would definitely be in the spender category if you rush out and get a boo basket.
I think so.
There's not a saver in America who's going to say, yeah, I'm going to drop $100 on a bunch of worthless crap in a hamper.
It's just clutter.
Yeah.
But I guess if you give it to your grandma or something, it's kind of cute. Make her day. Or not.